China spying, Australian businessmen allegedly received envelopes of cash for info including nuclear submarines. By Breitbart London on April 17, 2023. Sydney, AP, two suspected Chinese spies gave a Sydney businessman envelopes of cash for information about subjects including a government deal with the United States and Britain to build a fleet of Australian nuclear-powered submarines, prosecutors told a court on Monday. The businessman, Alexander Chergo, was refused bail when he appeared by video link from prison in Sydney's Downing Centre local court charged with one count of reckless foreign interference. The charge, included in laws against covert foreign interference and espionage that angered China when they were legislated in 2018, carries a maximum 15-year prison sentence. He is accused of accepting money from two suspected Chinese spies he knew by the names Ken and Evelyn in exchange for handwritten reports on Australian defence, economic and national security arrangements since 2021 while he worked in Shanghai, where he owns a communications and technology infrastructure consultancy business. The subjects included the AUKUS partnership among Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States to create an Australian submarine fleet powered by U.S. nuclear technology that was announced in September 2021, prosecutor Connor McGrath said. U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Australia and Britain announced details of the deal in March, including that Australia would buy second-hand Virginia-class submarines from the United States and build a new AUKUS class of submarines with Britain. The suspected spies also requested details about Australia's partnership with the United States, Japan and India known as the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or the Quad, as well as information about lithium and iron ore mining in Australia, the prosecutors alleged. Chergo has been in custody since Friday, when he was arrested at his home in the Sydney beachside suburb of Bondi. He had been questioned for weeks by police and agents of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, the nation's main domestic spy agency. McGrath said Chergo admitted early in the questioning that he suspected Ken and Evelyn were spies soon after meeting them but remained in contact with them for 2 years. He clearly has links to the Chinese state and two people he clearly thinks work for the MSS, Ministry of State Security, McGrath told the court. He also travelled back to Australia with a shopping list of requested information, he said. McGrath said a reasonable person would have alerted Australian authorities immediately after being approached. Instead, Chergo continued to communicate with the male suspected spy, including inviting him to visit Australia, McGrath said. Chergo's lawyer, Bernard Galeri, said there was nothing sinister about his client's behaviour and that he was an experienced, successful businessman who was lauded for developing working relationships in China. Business people such as our client know all roads lead to the state, whether it be the State Economic Intelligence Agency or the Ministry of State Security, Galeri said. Cash payments for consulting reports might have a colour to it in Australia but might be the way it's done in China. It's not necessarily sinister, Galeri added. Galeri said the reports were from publicly sourced documents, plus Chergo's own creative efforts, and were nothing close to espionage. Magistrate Michael Barco said Chergo was a very well-educated, sophisticated, worldly business person who was entitled to the presumption of innocence. But Chergo faced a strong case from prosecutors, including several substantial admissions, Barco said. Chergo told ASIO investigators he met Ken and Evelyn in empty cafes in Shanghai and believed the cafes had been specially cleared for him, according to court documents. Chergo also believed Ken and Evelyn had been assigned by China's spy agency as his handlers, the documents say. I don't know what they do in China, but in this country, if I were to read those facts to any layperson, they would be highly suspicious of the conduct of the defendant, at the very least, Barco said. Chergo is due back in court in June.